The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
That's us. I am Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
She's raining, eh?
She is, yeah.
It'll take some time because there are people going various speeds on the highways from about 70 to about 140 on my way.
Wow.
Yeah. That's quite
what a range.
Yeah, nice range. Yep. It was quite tundra and about
nice
4 in the morning.
Light show, eh?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I don't mind a decent... I have a half-built trampoline in my backyard, I was nervous. Because I heard rumbling. I thought, is that the trampoline dragging across the patio?
Oh, I see.
But it wasn't. It was fine. So, and that was just for me to worry about, none of you. We start the show with something we call Chris's Question. And you guys see there's a new trailer for a new Disney, the new Mufasa?
I had not.
I saw a still for it.
Yeah, so there's a new live action, whatever they call it, movie about Simba's dad, right? Like a prequel.
Okay.
And that's not what my question about, but it led me down this little Disney rabbit hole yesterday. And then I was like, you know, we haven't ever discussed on this show, which I've seen other people talk about. Which of the Disney princesses would you shack up with if you had, like, if you... You know, assuming everyone's consenting and of age,
right?
Like of so you got like Cinderella.
Yeah, I'd have to look
Beauty,
at a list.
Snow White.
She had too many roommates.
Yeah.
Put up with her roommates.
What's the fish? The half fish, Ariel.
The half fish.
Yes, Ariel, the mermaid. Yes,
mermaid. And she gets her legs, but she loses her voice.
You know a lot more than I do.
Yeah, what? She gets legs, but then she's always a fish, though. Does she go back to being a fish?
But she doesn't talk when she has her legs.
What do you mean she doesn't talk? Oh, she can't talk when she has her legs?
That's her thing. She trades her voice for her legs.
To be honest, sounds perfect.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. Yeah.
Ariel's you want the fishy one?
Yeah,
it's not a fish.
Not a fish. She has legs, and she can't talk.
She's still going to have fish stink on her. She's been in the ocean her whole life. She's not going to get rid of the fish stink.
A couple showers. I don't think they cared about it back then.
You just shower away years of fish stench. She's gonna stink like fish.
She's a mermaid.
That's what I mean.
She's gonna stink like fish.
She's a fish lady. She's gonna stink like fish.
Everyone stinks if they don't wash. Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we name everybody?
No, some they're similar. Not even close.
No, there's like 100 of them.
There's not 100
Jasmine.
Of them. All right, Jasmine.
Pocahontas, yeah. Mulan, Pocahontas. Rapunzel, Moana. Whole bunch here. Some I don't know.
Moana was a child. So
was she? Okay.
Yeah, like
I have no idea.
I believe.
Was she?
Yeah, she's pretty.
She traveled across the ocean by herself.
Yeah, well, with the rock.
Eventually, she went to go find the rock, though.
What was his name, though? His name wasn't the
Maui.
Rock. Maui, that's right.
Maui. It's a good one. That's a big movie in our house.
Okay, I know you've asked this question, but I honestly don't. I don't find any of these cartoon characters attractive.
Well,
in
that's
any way.
It's not an attractive thing. Looks. You don't have to be attractive. Just like, who do you think would be like the best wife material?
Now, Rapunzel, if you've seen Tangled,
I haven't.
She does a lot of. It's very independent.
Oh, okay, she's your own. She's her own lady.
Yeah, she's very. But she doesn't know a lot because she's lived in this tower her whole life.
She can ask a lot of dumb questions.
But no, because she reads a lot though. But she does a lot of her own everything. But she's got mommy problems. Her mom.
Her adopted mother
is not great. Mm. Didn't tell her that she stole her so she could use the magic of her hair herself.
Jamie is so well versed.
Yeah,
well,
you got a young daughter,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always been kind of partial to Snow White.
Oh,
She needs to put up with her roommates.
What roommates?
The dwarves.
Seven dwarves that she lives with.
She doesn't move out. That's just.
Is she?
Are there any movies made, you think? With all those dwarfs, it's a lot of hands. I'm just saying.
I think she was young.
You got a sound guy.
I see what you're saying.
You got a sound
probably,
guy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
a whole big
crew.
Shiny mirror.
You got a whole crew right there. I'm just saying. All right. So no answer. No. Well, like, you want fish. You want fish lady because you can't talk.
Yeah, sure.
And you don't mind fishing, right?
No, I like fishing.
Yeah, you like fish, so you probably get used to the smell. Jamie, you're what? Rapunzel? Because she's independent. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about Belle? Forget about Belle.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest. I feel kind of creepy talking about this.
I don't
really like it. I don't like your question today. It creeps me out.
What's up? What's, because you keep going sexual on it. You don't have to be
sexual.
You
said shack up.
Shack
with.
Up.
I just meant marry. Like, who's the best marriage do? Material?
What do you do when you're married? Sometimes.
Yeah. Early. What do you do early in marriage? Yeah.
Early cartoons. We're not talking about real
people. That's what I mean. I don't like it. I don't like it.
All right, fine.
I decline an answer.
Fine.
I don't like it.
Now, I have to say something, though.
Okay.
Just quickly here. Tomorrow.
It's going to be May.
One of my favorite days.
Yes, tomorrow is going to be May.
It's tomorrow.
It's going to be May.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
Justin Timberlake from NSYNC.
Supposed to say it's going to be me.
It's going
to
be me.
But.
Yeah.
It's going to be May.
Yeah. For some reason, he chose to say it like that.
Yeah. May. Yeah.
Have you seen, I don't know, there's some lady on social who does this, like the, as if she was recording that, like the recording session of that song. And then he keeps saying May. So then the producer gets pissed and he's like, well, okay, listen to how JC or what's the other guy's name?
JC Chavez.
How he says it. And he says it perfectly in his little like lead up, me.
Yeah.
And then it goes back because he's rhyming it with C or something. Like it's not even a word that's like, I can understand why you changed the.
Oh.
It's not like, have a great day. It's going to be May. Well, because he's saying me is the word.
Yeah. But it doesn't even rhyme. He makes it not rhyme because of the way he says me.
I'm glad. I'm glad he did because every year we get this.
Yeah, we do get this.
It's going to be May. Yeah.
I do like when I get sent just a picture of Justin Timberlake and it says like, cows eat grass, horses eat hay.
Yeah.
But did you know tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
All right.
It's been going on for over a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. That song is, 20 years old now?
Be
and why wouldn't it?
Yeah. Isn't that terrifying that song's 20 years old? My God.
Close to it.
It doesn't do any harm to play that every April 30th.
No, it's a good time. It's a good time.
It's going to be May.
Yeah. Every caller we get on the phone today, I'm going to ask them what tomorrow is.
Yeah.
And they're going to go,
It's going to be May.
All right. Let's remember that. We're going to forget it immediately. Yeah. But yeah, we'll try. All right. Well, happy it's going to be May Day.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot on the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Would anyone like to go first?
I can go first.
All right, Jason.
Today is Tuesday.
It is.
And there's a story that says Tuesday is the best day to be productive. Now, a little asterisk.
Sure.
According to astrology.
Oh, okay. So.
Okay.
The nonsense.
They say that we should never start to work on Mondays because of lunar interference. Well, the moon gets in the way.
I'm down. You know me, I'm a big moon guy. I'm down. Moon's
they say Monday is a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone for the days to come. So, our ancient ancestors apparently spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and just staying naked all day.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have to do all of that, but I'm all for taking Mondays off.
So if and when we move to a 4-day work week, you vote for the Monday off instead of the Friday.
Absolutely, I do.
I think so, too, because Friday's already a good vibe day.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best vibe work day anyways. Like, why take that away?
Yeah,
then you
got
to get your brain adjust to used to being Thursday being the good vibe day.
Just Thursday's never a good vibe day.
Big Monday. Even, like, Monday morning. If going to 4 days is too much, let's just do 4.5. Rolling around noon Monday.
Take the whole day.
Sure. Kids don't know, right? Kids are still in school all day. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, teachers won't be having that.
Yeah, whatever, they get the whole summer off.
Yeah, they get the whole summer off.
Teachers won't be having that. That's not stopped them from complaining before about stuff.
Maybe the sweetest gig ever.
I mean, raising issues, not complaining.
Anyway, today's your best day to be productive, according to astrology.
Mm. All right, well. If the stars say so.
Yeah.
Guys, I got a little survey here.
Okay.
Talks about how long you should spend standing, sleeping, and exercising in a typical day.
Okay.
All right.
So you should try to sleep between 7.5 to 8 hours a day.
Sorry.
I know none of us
not getting that in.
No, I know we're not.
I got 6 last night.
Wow.
That was a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 6 too.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that was a big night. You're supposed to sit for around 6 hours a day.
Oh, I don't sit that long.
6 to 7 hours. Yeah, you probably sit that long in total. If you think about car time, work time.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Time,
yeah.
TV time.
Dinner, yeah.
And then stand for about 5 hours a day. 5 hours, 10 minutes.
I don't do that.
And then 4 hours and 20 minutes engaged in some sort of activity. That just means like walking or like moving, doing housework, walking the dog.
Does that combine with standing though? Because sometimes when you're upright, yeah, you're not walking all the time. So maybe I do okay.
Different. Standing is different.
What?
Aside from the extra sleep.
Like how are you going to stand for 6 hours, stand for 5 hours a day, but then have to walk a separate 4 hours?
Yeah.
Or do activity for that's 9 hours.
Out?
That's 9 hours of doing things when they don't even count for each other.
Well, sit for six.
Okay, do the math. Well,
stand for five.
Okay.
So that's 11.
11.
Exercise for four.
15.
And then sleep for eight.
23.
What's the extra hour for?
There's like 10 minutes tacked on to all those 15 minutes.
Okay.
I'm just rounding them the closest.
All right, so aside from the sleep, I think I do all right.
You're probably closer than you think to this.
Yeah.
You're probably closer. I mean, you sit for like 12, but I mean, besides that. How much time are you walking around with your daughter in the house? Just talking, making dinner,
doing stuff?
No, I know that,
but I'm on the thing, like, all the time. But I'm on the same thing as Jason. How does that not count? Like, how does that not go towards also standing? What I mean?
Well, because you're standing in one place for 2 minutes. That goes towards standing. You walk someplace for 10 seconds. Mm. That goes towards walking, and you stand someplace for 2 minutes. Your phone will tell you. If you keep your phone on it will tell you your standing time and your exercise time. It will tell you you're just standing time. The amount of time you just stood.
I don't think I just stand stationary for long periods of time.
No, not really.
I think when was the last time you just stood still for more than 15 seconds?
Yeah, but if you're cooking, you spend half of that time standing, half of the time walking back and forth in the kitchen.
I don't know. Either way, that's an active day.
Well, that's what they're saying.
It's
ideal.
Yeah.
They're not saying most people do this. Mm. They're just saying this is the idea. This is how long you're supposed to do it.
I think I hit a lot of that, aside from the sleep one.
Yeah.
That's why you're so healthy.
I guess. Still going to die like everybody else.
Yeah. I almost died yesterday on that ladder. But we can talk about that later in the week. All right. Well, listen. We got our first round of Dougies coming up. You want to reach your Dougie line. It's simple. 216-384-9216-Dougie. Leave us a message. We play for the city. It's coming up on Shea 106. Ottawa's Rock Station, Shea 106 for the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
And it's Jamie.
Morning.
Are we done with the rain, Jason, for the day?
No.
It looks a little brighter here.
That's because the sun came up.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, it's darker at night, and then in the daytime, it's lighter.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
That was a great what, too.
Yeah.
I thought you'd get mad. I didn't think you'd play along.
That's crazy.
We may get more showers.
Okay.
But they don't really know.
But the tea storms are gone?
It looks like they're gone, yeah.
All right, good. I get nervous. You want to play some Dougies, Chase?
Yes.
All right.
It's Ottawa's answering machine.
What?
The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
You want to reach us?
What?
216-3849 or 216-Dougie.
Eh?
What do we got, Jay?
I'm a positive guy, right?
Okay.
Yeah. We're pretty positive guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy, though, should go to jail. All right?
That's not sound positive if you want me to be honest about it.
It's making me feel upset at myself.
All right.
Croutons don't belong in Caesar salad, okay?
What?
Croutons, that's just a part of Caesar salad.
Yeah. That is a part of the Caesar salad.
I enjoy the croutons.
Bad crouton.
Not hours later when they're all soggy and gross.
No.
But like fresh, crispy croutons, yeah.
It's some of the best part. I mean, you're scooping them all up at the end. A good crouton can make
it complements the other things in it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the only salad I would expect croutons in. Like, I don't mind them in the filler.
Another thing,
but like a Caesar, it's like it's expected.
Should have them.
Yeah.
So that guy's wrong. His opinion is wrong.
Caesar salad.
You could say I don't like croutons Caesar,
and that's fair.
But they are part of the Caesar, I would think.
Yep.
To say they don't belong in there would be incorrect. If he doesn't like them, that's fine.
Of course.
But the rest of us like them.
Yes. Yesterday, we were talking about hot dogs.
Yeah.
Eating hot dogs,
right? Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. A guy went to IKEA, got himself a hot dog or two.
Morning, boys. Hope all is good. Went to IKEA over the weekend with the wife, and we got through our shop. We got at the end there into that little cafeteria. We both... Or, a little peckish. So I hopped myself in that line and ordered five hot dogs. And the look of disgust I got from my wife, I don't think I'll ever forget. But they were delicious.
Yeah.
Five may be excessive.
Five.
I know they're
bunch.
Small, but like still to order five right off the hop. Yeah.
I wouldn't look at you with disgust, but there would be shock.
Whoa, five.
I'd be like, wow.
I wouldn't be disgusted.
You
I would
buying
be like,
for everybody or what's going
yeah.
on?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Have you not eaten in 2 days? Like what's
I've never
on?
I've never had the I've never had the IKEA hot dog.
Oh, nor I.
Because it's always a huge lineup. I'm just sitting in this other dumb line. I don't want to get in that line. So
Costco hot dog I've had.
Sure.
My son ate five sausages yesterday, though.
Five sausages.
Yeah. He's hungry. Hungry
like
guy.
Like what kind of sausages? Like breakfast sausages or
no,
like
barbecue Italian?
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
He was hungry.
He's a growing boy, though. Five.
Yeah. It was. I was.
With good. Buns?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But still, like that's a lot of sausage.
That's a lot of sauce. That's a lot of salt. That's a lot of salt.
Yeah.
And a lot of sodium in there.
Yeah.
I love sausage. I wouldn't eat five.
No, and you do eat a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. But not five. No.
I was trying to think when my wife's looked at me disgusted.
Oh, I mean, like my wife looks at me disgusted pretty
really?
Much every
like,
day.
I've tried to think about
for
it.
For various reasons.
Like I've like, and then on the grass, that got a disgusted look. I remember one time. It's like it's outside.
Yeah.
Part of nature.
Oh, you farmered on the grass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would give you probably the same look.
Really?
Yeah, at your home?
It's my least favorite thing.
Yeah, I know.
On the grass? What about the snow?
I get it's got to be done sometimes. I'm not saying I've never done it. I'm just saying it's a gross thing.
Yeah.
It's gross. I don't need to hear your throat scraping itself.
Yeah. I don't want to hear your lugs.
Can I tell a tale?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
that's what we do. It's our only thing we do.
So in grade 9,
uh-huh.
A friend of mine, he had one of those, hocked up a loogie, and he opened the fire extinguisher little door, like you know where anything, and he spit it in there.
That's right gross. Into the fire extinguisher.
Right? But it was like a soft spit. It was a lot more of a kind of thing. And we were like, that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Anyway. Periodically, we'd go back to see if it was still there.
Well, they last forever.
We went back on our, like, commencement or, like, a homecoming or something after we had graduated. So, like, 4 years later, 5 years later, and there was still remnants of this loogie there. I was like, look at that. What a resilient substance.
It's very resilient.
The boogies are.
Yeah.
And you can get some distance on it.
Oh, yeah. The heavy...
One time we were all sitting around a fire at my cottage, like me and like four or five of my buddies.
Uh-huh.
At my parents' cottage, to be clear. And my one friend just kind of put his head back and farmed one and fired it back over his head.
Oh, no.
And then like just up over in like the darkness.
Backwards.
And then like 5 seconds later, my other friend came out of the darkness because he had gone to the cooler and it was hanging off the tip of his hat.
Oh, wow.
It was right on the brim of his hat.
No.
That's disgusting, but also very funny.
He wasn't aware it was there because we were half lit. It was like, midnight at a cottage. And but I remember crying laughing because it was just dangling like... Because he was in the dark, he didn't see till he got into the... Yeah, it was...
Getting spit on sucks.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It wasn't intentional or anything.
Of course not.
I
already know.
But still. And that guy deserved it, to be honest.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
What?
On a Biggs and Barr show.
Don't forget, CAA members save 3 cents.
Mm-hmm.
A liter. Over there at Shell. We have 30 seconds and 5 questions. You can you have to answer them all. Obviously, your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is the one that we can't. Did I say that already? I probably did. Anyways, who do we got?
I don't know.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Morning.
What's your name?
My name's Andre.
Hey, Andre. Are you familiar with our contest here?
Yes, I am. I listen every morning.
All right.
Much appreciated, sir. Where are you off to now?
I'm just heading to work.
Where do you work?
I'm a computer guy at a managed services provider in town.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, then you probably know some things, so we wish you the best of luck today. All right.
Your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. In what U.S. city was the classic movie The Sandlot filmed?
Salt Lake City.
What tennis player was stabbed in the back during a match 31 years ago today? What tropical zodiac sign are we currently in? Hint, it's between Aries and Gemini.
Aquarius?
Who played Mary Jane in the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man?
Pass.
What sound is more annoying, a mosquito in your room at bedtime or a late-night lawn mow by a neighbor?
Late-night lawn mow by a neighbor.
All right, let's go over your answers. What is more annoying, mosquito in your room at bedtime or a late-night lawn mow by a neighbor? You said the neighbor's lawn mow. That's the answer here. That's pretty annoying.
You can't go out and swat the neighbor and not get in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. Who played Mary Jane in the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man? You passed on that. Ooh. It's Kirsten Dunst. It's her birthday today. She's 42.
Yeah.
What tropical zodiac sign are we currently in? You said Aquarius. It's actually Taurus.
I love the hint. Like, that helps anyone.
Yeah. Well, some, at least it eliminates
between Aries
two.
And Gemini.
It limits.
What tennis player was stabbed in the back during a match 31 years ago today? You passed on that. It was Monica Seles.
Yeah.
I remember that. Very scary time.
By a Steffi Graf crazed fan.
Yeah.
She had beat Steffi Graf. So.
Yeah. And in what U.S. city was the classic movie, The Sandlot film? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Well, Andre, you seem like a decent enough guy. Those were tough questions today. That was a real tough.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
All right, man. Well, thanks for listening and every day. And enjoy the rest of yours.
You too. Have a good one.
See you, bud.
See ya.
Ciao.
Don't forget to power cycle.
Oh, because he works with computers. Yeah.
Price has to tell that to so many of the people that he works with.
Did you power cycle?
Did you try a power cycle?
Yeah. That's an inside joke between us because we used to, at our old place, had engineers.
Well, I don't know if it's just us.
Yeah.
Engineers. I know, but some people might not even know what the term power cycle means. It just means turning your computer on and off.
Yeah.
But we had engineers with, that was the, not here currently.
No. Our engineers.
That was their go-to thing.
That would fix everything to them. That's
I'll be honest,
all
a lot of the time it did work.
It did.
A lot of the time it did work.
You'd be mad at work because you'd be like, are you kidding?
You're telling me
to shut the stupid computer off?
But then sometimes it would be like, did you try a power cycle? We'd be like, yeah, we did. And they're like, let me do it again just to make sure to turn it off and back on.
It would work.
And then it would work.
It would work. And you look like an idiot.
I
did that.
User error. I love saying that. IT guys love saying user error.
Yeah, they do. All right. Well, anyways. He was the user who erred in that contest.
He did, yeah.
So, whose fault is it now, computer boy?
Yeah.
Huh? We got a hot button. There's a boycott that people are supposed to be getting involved in talking about. So, we'll get to that in a little bit. Plus, circle time on the way. This is Shea 106.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Spot in the show, each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure. Traffic might kill you.
Well, yeah.
Specifically the noise of it.
Oh, not like a car.
No, no. There's a study that
road
found
rage.
Too much traffic noise is causing people stress and leads to heart disease and other issues. Now, it's not going to do it like in one night of traffic noise. It's a gradual process that will kill you over.
It's just stress.
Yeah.
Regardless of what causes it. Yeah. In this case,
and some people like traffic noise, you know?
I don't mind the low hum of a highway.
It bothers me.
Really, eh?
This will be the thing that kills me. Just random noises that I don't like.
You're very noise sensitive.
I hate the sound of fans.
I love a fan.
Drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
White noise, love it.
No. I don't like those noises. So that's
just want pure silence.
Yeah, I don't mind noises. I just don't like it constant. I don't like just...
Then a constant noise blocks out other noises.
No, I like to hear the random noises. I like to hear birds. I don't mind a car goes by.
Yeah.
But that constant hum of traffic, I don't know how people live next to highways and stuff.
I wouldn't want to live right on a highway, but I mean, it could be a couple blocks away. It wouldn't bother me.
Like when you're on an airplane and the sound of the airplane, like the cabin noise, by the end of the flight, when I get off the plane, I feel a sense of relief because of the noise.
Oh, wow.
It drives me insane.
All right. I mean, each their own, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, why? Jason, don't live near a highway then.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't live near a highway.
Fair enough. Guys, I'm combining two features, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's obviously circle time, but this is also a What the Fluck Florida.
One thing is sure, you don't have to travel far to see interesting things in Florida.
A lot of spaghetti road rage happening.
What is that?
A lot. And what's a lot?
Two. This is the second story. The last week, there was a story about road rage and a woman threw spaghetti at another car.
Like a can of SpaghettiOs? Or just actual loose spaghetti?
Loose spaghetti. Hmm. Like it was in a Tupperware that she had been eating planning to eat. And she just pulled it out of the Tupperware and whipped a handful of spaghetti. And then now a 46-year-old man in Florida is in a road rage incident over headlights that were too bright.
Okay.
Also threw spaghetti. From the passenger seat of his vehicle, striking another driver through his open window. They were side by side yelling at each other, and he lobbed it. Good toss. That's a good chuck.
Sure, yeah.
Just a handful of loose, pasta and sauce through his window and into the driver window and smacked him in the face.
That is quite the spaghetti incident.
Yes. Hit him in the face, the face, arms, legs, and torso. So,
he spagat him.
He did spaghetti.
It's a drive-by spaghetti.
In charge of the misdemeanor.
It's like in Florida, sure, it would be worse to do somebody's like windshield here in Ottawa in the middle of winter.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Can you imagine? Someone pisses you off at work, parking lot out spaghetti. There frozen, you just whip spaghetti onto their windshield. They come out at the end of the day, and it's all there.
The worst thing I ever did to somebody that I still feel guilty about. Was we went through a drive-thru and our friend wouldn't give us free food through the drive-thru. He was working the drive-thru because his manager was on the other speaker. No, I know. I said I feel bad about it. And we drove around and egged his car in the parking lot in the winter. Our friend.
Hey, I was going to say, what a friend he must have been.
And then all the yolk really and everything froze to his windshield and everything.
It's the worst.
During his shift. I felt really, the way he described how long it took him to get it off, I felt really bad at it.
We had a manager at Wendy's named Brian.
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't do this, but somebody was mad at Brian and took some of the burger grease that gets scraped down.
That's the worst.
And just dumped it on the windshield of his Jeep and it froze. Oh, God.
Yeah. My God.
He was scraping it off forever. It is greasy and all.
Yeah. That stuff stinks too. I clean that grease for the summer. Yeah. That stuff's the worst.
Not from a grease trap. That's after.
That's awful.
No, this was just from the bucket that was fresh.
Still
not good.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, there is some drama in the food world.
More than spaghetti attacks?
Regarding cheese. So
is it
good
the jokes that you're going to deliver?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the Good Food Awards. The Gouda Food Awards.
Yeah.
Might not be on everyone's top of mind, but what it is it's actually very influential. It's what restaurants might choose. It's what grocers might... It helps dictate what you're going to see on the shelves, potentially. So they get these awards and stuff. Well, one vegan blue cheese has caused a big stink.
Oh.
In the dairy industry.
Blue cheese is gross.
It was set to win over traditional wedges.
Okay.
And then at the last second, it got pulled from the competition because it doesn't meet the criteria.
Oh, I see.
Climax Blue is the name of the cheese.
Pardon? better get the order. You better get the order in that sentence,
yeah,
right?
You don't want a blue Climax.
Oh, I mean, some people really
do. Anyway.
Well, that's not surprising.
Right?
If there's one cheese that a vegan cheese could taste better than, it's blue cheese.
That's not, you guys are crazy.
It's a vegan blue cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know about vegan blue cheese, but blue cheese itself is delicious.
Should all be thrown out.
You guys have lost your mind.
Like, it was literally everyone loved it. Like, and it was like winning all the votes.
Probably because it didn't taste like blue cheese, because vegan cheese never tastes like cheese.
Yeah, that's vegan cheese is not a thing.
So they all disagreed?
They all disagreed. That was good. That was good.
What was the prize? To get a lot of cheddar?
Yeah. Well, that's if you do the hat, that's Parma for you.
It is Parma. I Swiss you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you very much. That's a good one. Slice.
So what was the outcome? They didn't.
They just didn't.
Just didn't
and
win.
I've been trying to find who actually won, but the story is literally just every single article about it is this cheese getting thrown out of the competition. Even though it was the best tasting cheese.
It was
cheese.
Not your time.
It was not your time.
It was not your time.
It was.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Cheddar days are coming.
Yeah, cheddar days are coming.
I'm on a website.
I figured.
Yeah.
See you moving your mouse and reading on the screen.
Cheese pun website.
Oh,
cheese
pun website. And that was one of them written down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You guys are right to shred me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyway, sorry, Climax Blue.
Hot, 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 hot.
So obviously one of the biggest concerns of Canadians would be the cost of groceries.
Yes.
And gouging that some people accuse the grocers of doing, and the profiteering, like excessive profiteering off of food. And so there's a group that started, that's gaining some pretty decent momentum. It's got like 60,000 people who have joined it on Reddit. The plan is to boycott Loblaws specifically. They blame all the grocers, but just one of them, to show the impact that they can have for the month of May.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow's going to be May.
Yes, it is going to be May. As our friend Justin.
It's going to be May.
Yeah. So the boycott should start.
Should start tomorrow. Now, things like this are always hard to sort of get people to actually do.
Yeah, talk is cheap, right?
Everyone loves to talk about doing stuff like this. Like every year, there's three or four things that people say, this day nobody do this, or this day nobody do that, or stop doing this. And it rarely pans out. But I mean, 60,000 people is a decent amount of folks in one group talking about something. And if the word gets out, maybe it'd be enough just to, you know, like I'm sure. I just wonder about competition, right? Like I'm not an anti-capitalist at all.
I just wonder when you only
have three companies who control all of something, as we have seen with our cell phone bills in this country, compared to other places where there's fair, you know, sort of a fairer fight and the bill that, you know, they're competing more. They can't just sort of monopolize between them the cost of something. Especially with food, you don't really want that being done with food.
No, food is a necessity of life.
And in no way am I an economist or these two gentlemen, so I don't know how to fix these things. But it just seems like it's like real.
Now, some people would say,
I almost swore.
Yeah.
It's a real crappy thing to do to folk.
Some people would say there are cheaper alternatives.
There are.
You can go to GT, and that's like $3 cheaper for the same item 30 seconds up the road sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We've switched our shopping in the last few years. Like we've stopped going to the Loblaws and such, and gone to more of the no-frill type places.
Absolutely.
For certain things.
Food basics.
For dry stuff, anything I can get.
Even if the veggies and stuff look good, I'll grab them there. I don't care.
Yeah. I won't buy meat unless it's on sale. That's why I do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and as much you can get at the big box places like Costco too, but
even then, I mean, like their meat is better priced generally than your grocery stores, but it's still not cheap.
So what would it take? It would take more than 60,000 people out of 38 million or 40 million.
It's not even touch Loblaws.
Like, you know what I mean? Like it would have to take a significant group of people saying, no, we're not going there
anymore. Well, I don't know what percentage of the population shops there, and then you have to convince that percentage of people not to go. Like it's a percentage of a percentage,
and
right?
And the people who are shopping there, are they really hurting?
And how many people agree with the movement, but then when it comes down to Saturday, they just fall into their routine.
Exactly.
And it's not because they don't believe in it. It's just what they're used to doing.
Of course.
It would take, but I think they're noticing. I mean, like the Loblaws is paying attention to it. They're speaking on the topic. They're not just ignoring it. They're replying to it. I don't know if they're, like Jason said, if they're doing the right things.
They're offering deals and
increasing security. Like that doesn't make me feel like you care about me as a human.
No, you're putting up walls and plexiglass things, not for COVID or anything like that, but so people won't jump over and steal food.
Instead of just lowering the price a little bit.
Could have put that money elsewhere.
It's just a tough thing because they're a business. They're supposed to make money.
Yeah. Of course they are.
But I just don't, it's food. It's food. Like it's you know, it's the business of food. You're the business of providing a necessity for, I don't know if greed should fold into it as hard as it does. But I don't know. You know? People pay it, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. And like I said, people going to Loblaws, like you're not seeing too many people hurting for grocery money at like a Farm Boy. Like, you know what I mean? Even though Farm Boy,
Farm Boy is cheaper than Loblaws.
Oh, yeah. I don't find Farm Boy that pricey compared to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? The people going to Loblaws usually, I find, aren't the people who are struggling to get by based on what I see and the cars in the
parking lot. Some people just have to go there because that's the only place that's close to them.
Exactly.
And they don't have transportation.
They don't have transportation, so they have to go there. And I get that.
And Foodland, which is like one of the smaller ones, are the most expensive. I find Foodland more expensive than any of the fancy Loblaws you'd like to act like the elite queens and kings are going to Loblaws.
Yeah.
Foodland is the small town grocery store. Their prices are insane.
Sure.
Insane.
I guess the purpose of this, you know, boycott is just to bring more attention to it, because it's not going to do it. People have tried it countless times with gasoline. But you need gas. And you need food.
That's the problem with having these sort of like with these things that we need. Like it's the people we put in charge that are supposed to protect us from the things that we need breaking us as of, you know.
Apparently the grocery task force isn't doing its job well enough.
There's a task force.
Yeah, I think there's a task force.
Well, they recognize it. Oh, that's expensive. Eh? Yeah. Sure is, Bill.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that sucks.
I know everyone likes to think 60,000 is not a lot, but it's something. And hopefully maybe it does something. I don't know. Whatever. Just eat less.
It's probably not a bad thing for us to eat a little less.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Beef slogan off.
So how beef slogan off works is we're going to give each contestant three different items they have to create an advertising slogan for on the spot. And whoever, three points each round?
Possible 3 points.
Yeah, possible 3 points per round. Hi, good morning, Shay. Who's this?
Well, we have Keith and Sarah.
Keith. Hey, Keith. Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
Hey.
Hello. Keith called first, so Keith will go first, right?
Keith's first, yep.
And do we go back and forth?
No,
1-1-1, or sorry, 1-2-3, and then 1-2-3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put Sarah on hold then.
Yeah.
Sarah seems to have the worst phone line.
Yeah, this is a terrible phone, but it's fine. Keith, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You understand your task, right?
Yep.
Got 10 seconds to think of a good slogan, and then we'll move on to the next one, okay?
Ready.
All right. So, Keith, your first product that we need a slogan for are pencils. Go.
Pencils keep you sharp, 1 or 2.
Oh. Pencils keep you sharp.
One or two.
What's the 1 or 2 part?
Should have been 1 because they're pencil number 2 because there is a type of thing. It should have been 1 or 2 pencils keep you sharp. Anyway, I like the effort.
So you have 1, 2, or 3 on that. Because it started well, but confused me at the end.
It doesn't make me want to buy a pencil.
It's 1?
He needs 1 point. Like it was about the topic.
No, it was.
Yes, it was sharp and it involved, I mean, whatever.
All right.
You get 1 point. You get 1 for that. All right, Keith, your second product. Coffee. Go.
Drink coffee and the world is better.
All right. Drink coffee and the world is better?
Straight to the point. You guys are coffee drinkers. Is the world better when you drink coffee?
Well, I mean, it's not. The world's the same.
But like you to you, in your perception, is your perception
If you get it good. Yeah. The world, I mean, it's slightly better for you.
It's at least 2 points.
It's at least two. Okay. Two. It didn't have really a lot of
pizzazz,
but it did fulfill the requirement.
Yeah.
All right. Your third product, and we need you to write an advertising slogan for and beef slogan off, is goats. Go.
Goat?
Goats. Like the animal.
You should have a goat because goats are the goat.
I get what he's trying to do.
The goat.
Because the goats are the goats.
Goats are the greatest of all time.
It's at least 1. He has to have at least 1 point for that.
I would give him 2.
You would give him 2?
Yeah, that's a 2.
All right.
I mean, it's not great.
Keith finishes with 5.
5, not bad.
Okay. All right, hold on, Keith. Not bad. I'll put you on hold.
Do we not have a timer to fill the dead, weird, empty space with there? Something? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, sure.
Sarah's turn now.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're all right. How you doing? You ready to go? You know what you're doing?
Let's do this.
All right. Sarah, your first product we need you to sell for us is paper. Go.
Paper, because we all need something to write on.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
pretty
slogan.
Pretty good one. Yeah, pretty good.
You don't like that slogan?
Yeah.
I can see the disappointment in your face. I mean, what else is paper used for?
It's fine. I mean, we all do need something to write on.
Yeah, it's. I'd remember it. It's. I'd give that a 2.
A 2. I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's a 2. You're
all right.
2.
Right?
Hey.
Relax.
Settle down.
All right.
Relax.
That's better than Keith got on his first one.
So. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Your second product we need you to sell is
Tea.
Tea?
Tea.
Tea, like you drink tea.
The tea. Yum. I have no idea.
Tea.
So.
Yum.
Tea. Mm. Yum. You know what, though? You know what? It's not that bad. I think it's a one.
No. I give that a zero.
Tea.
You
gotta
get a one.
Why? Like, yum could be anything.
Of course.
Of course.
Tea. Yum.
But if you saw a commercial and someone just holding a cup of tea and it went, yum.
Yum. Well, if you,
you'd be like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
If you guys think it's one.
It's
one. Okay,
it's
fine.
It's a one.
All right, one.
Am I hiring her again for my next product? Probably not. But I mean, like, I'm not going to.
All right.
Okay. All
right. Last one.
Last one.
Needs to be good.
This is a tough one. Get at least a two on this one.
Yeah, just a tie.
Your product, we need you to sell. Walruses.
Go.
Walruses. Cuckoo-ca-choo, baby.
What?
You are the walrus.
Yeah, I mean that.
Cuckoo-ca-choo,
baby. That's pretty.
Pretty.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Everyone would know.
Everyone would know.
You would know. Everyone absolutely. Would know.
What product you have.
Selling it, though. Is it in a way? Am I like, oh, man.
It also
yeah.
be eggs, though, Jason.
Yeah, it could be.
The egg,
yeah,
man.
It could be a train, too. Yeah.
Maybe just a one on that. Does that mean Keith wins?
If she gets a one, that means Keith wins.
Yeah, Keith wins. Of course Keith
sorry,
wins.
Sorry,
sir. That doesn't beat Keith.
Sorry, bud. You're gone. All right, Keith, you win.
Right on.
I'm not buying any of your crap.
Tea. All right. Yum.
Yeah.
Walruses. Cuckoo-ca-choo.
No, that's fair.
She's very short and to the point, though.
Yeah.
I still like her paper, though.
I protest the one on tea.
I think I think yum is my favorite. Congratulations. You got $100 in lotto. It's max, right, Jamie? What's max worth right now?
$31 million.
$31 million. It could be yours, okay?
Sounds good. Right. Thank you, guys.
Well, 28. You know the deal, yeah?
I do.
Attaboy. Congratulations. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You go first.
But we all like KFC, correct?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, too much.
Like, well, they're testing something new. It's only available in Europe right now. I guess
that's a weird
That's their test
ground.
Market. They're releasing a limited edition KFC barbecue perfume.
Perfume.
Yeah.
KFC is delicious. It smells great, too.
Does it?
I just don't know if I want that on human skin.
It's weird, though, because they say it smells like barbecue. Like, KFC doesn't really smell like barbecue. It just smells like grease and spices.
Yeah.
But they say it promises a classic barbecue experience in every bottle, has a smoky wood smell with charcoal notes. So I don't know if they do KFC differently in Europe, but when I go to KFC, it just smells grease. And it's delicious.
Yeah, like you're right. Like, it's not a barbecue smell.
No.
What an odd thing to... Is it obviously just a marketing gimmick?
I think so, yeah.
Because, what an odd thing to smell like.
I don't think they're the first to do it.
To smell there's been other fragrances
that smell like food, but...
To smell like basically a barbecue pit.
Yeah.
That's what like you describe it as.
If you're out smoking some brisket or something like that, you would smell like that, I imagine, or around a bit campfire-y.
Chris, now Jason, you're beardless right now.
Yeah.
Have been for a bit. Chris, my beard gets so stinky when I'm barbecue. Like, I smell it forever. And I think everything smells like it. Then I think everything else in my house smells like barbecue.
No, I hear
it's
you.
On my mustache.
You're a little more sensitive to smell. I don't.
Sure, yeah, I got a good sniffer. Yeah, I was going to say, please clear
I'm
your
trying.
Throat.
It won't go. That I don't know what's going
one.
On there.
That was a good one.
Sorry.
They're trying to make the scent smell like their brand new ultimate barbecue burger.
Just
stick to chicken, man. We don't need a burger from KFC.
What's KFC barbecue? What's happening?
Yeah, what are they doing in
Europe? Why are they messing it up? That's what it, man.
Like,
they get so mad, the Europeans, when America takes something and makes and Americanizes it. They get all pissy about it. They're going to take KFC and make it a barbecue burger joint? Don't you have enough of those? We have enough of those. What we don't have is enough fried chicken places that are delicious with the skin. You just want to, like, where does it cost?
There's quite a few of those, too.
There's quite a few.
KFC, you got Popeyes, Mary Brown's. And some of your independents.
Yeah, I know. Not enough KFCs, though. I know it's I guess. Is it doing still? I don't know.
I would think. I think it's doing fine.
Doesn't feel like there's enough of them around. All right, guys. There's a list. You guys want to go through this quick? It's the most exciting, boring adult things.
Okay.
So things that are boring, but you still get a thrill from them, maybe?
Yeah. Like
going to bed? Is that one of them?
Like these are like when you're a kid, you get a little mini excited, like say you get a new video game or a new pair of shoes or something like that. So these are like the same kind of excitements, but grown-up adult ones, small. Boring things that get adults excited. Not like you got a new car or a new job or, you know, whatever. Yeah. You're not alone anymore. Like none of those things. Like it's
just little things.
Little things. Like, the list is half of these don't excite me, but like leftovers. Like, I don't know why that's on the list. I mean,
how could you say that you
get excited about leftovers all the time?
Every day you announce what you have in the fridge and you can go home and eat.
Can't wait to get home and eat this.
Like, literally.
You made the night before.
I got shepherd's pie waiting for me.
Yeah, like you've announced it to us, not just yourself. Yeah.
But that's not leftovers for me because I haven't eaten yet. Because I make dinner for my family, but I don't eat dinner.
But it's still leftovers. It's still leftovers.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Gee, oh boy, we jumped on them there.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was the worst one you could have picked.
Yeah. Wow. This one's for Jason. Walking into Costco. Get a little excited when you walk in. Jason likes himself
as long as
Costco.
Some old person's not walking slow in front of me and digging through their purse to find the Costco card they should have already had in their hand when they got up there. Then yes.
High quality bedding.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So sleep in somewhere that's not your house, but the bedding's actually really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
my house right now because we got new mattresses from Sleep Country.
Oh, that's right. That is true. Yeah, nice. Yeah. High five on that one.
Yeah.
This one's going to make Jason mad.
Okay.
Puzzles.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. When you finish one, you're like, oh, thank Christ. But then, you're doing it. No,
I know. The picture's on the box. You don't need to do the puzzle. The picture's already there.
It's not about seeing the picture.
Stupid.
It's not about seeing the picture, Jason. It's about assembling. It's about the effort and the time and figuring it out.
I was open the puzzle, throw the pieces out, and hang the box on the wall. Puzzles.
Ridiculous.
Kick rocks puzzles. Stupid.
This next one's a big one for me. Checking items off a to-do list.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I will push stuff. And it just makes you more mad and more anxious. Absolutely. Why do you do that? Like
things that'll take you 5 minutes.
Yeah. I sent an email last night. It took me 5 minutes. I've been waiting 2 weeks to send this email.
Making
me nuts every day. Yeah. I finally sent it. I was like, oh,
felt great
so
about it.
Paying bills. Yep, that's great. alone time. Like when you know alone time's coming. Yeah, again,
I love alone time.
Just joining us. These are boring things that get adults excited. Organizing. That's true, man.
I love being organized, but I'm horrible at it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love the idea of being organized, but I'm hoarded.
When I get a chance to, like, clean out the closet and, like, make it all nice and neat, or the garage, because, you know, the garage starts to get piled up. And you just put it in. When you get that, like, couple hours, you can go in there and just redo everything and have it all. Oh, that's a great, that is a very, instant pots. I don't know what that means. What's an instant pot?
Like a crock pot,
kind of thing.
I know. Yeah, a slow cooker. I don't do that.
I don't like
it's fire hazard. I don't do that.
Bird watching. Yeah, little thing that gets.
Like I don't mind looking at birds if I'm out and about, but if I'm the day I say I'm going bird watching with all the paraphernalia and stuff, and I go and plant myself, just hit me over the head with a brick. Because my time on Earth is done.
I don't know if that qualified because, like, I will never be organized in the same way. Like, I will never, like, bring binoculars and, like, a book of birds or anything like that. But I do get, when I see a bird I don't recognize, I do get, like, what bird is that? What
hell, eh?
What's this guy doing?
I look at birds. Oh, look, a woodpecker. Look, chickadees flying around. But I'm not organizing my day over sitting in a stationary location looking for birds to fly by me. I'm already dead if I'm doing that. Just put me out of my misery.
Wow.
Holy.
All right. Well, number one, slicing into a perfectly ripe avocado.
Hey, now that's good.
That one I'll take.
That is a good feeling.
It's good. You get the little wooden ball toy in the middle, too. It's great.
They got to switch it up. I keep getting this little wooden ball every prize.
Yeah.
Switch it up, avocados, please.
Hey, Mexico. Let's get a little more variety in your prize.
A rubber ball, maybe a keychain.
Something.
Yeah, this wooden ball. I've got many of them at home.
Even jacks will do.
Yeah, anything really. Stick of gum.
Jacks. Grown man playing jacks out of an avocado. What are you talking about? All right, listen, we got to roll, eh?
Yeah.
We're late. that's it for us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep listening for that AC/DC song of the day. It is Thunderstruck. If you hear it, text WIN to 762-555, and you might be on your way to London to see them in concert at Wembley.
Yeah.
Our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Give us a listen, please. And a subscription if you do podcasts. Just search The Biggs and Barr Show. I think we're good, no?
Yeah, I'm just off to go do a puzzle and look out the window and watch for birds. Yeah.
Here, let me find a brick for
please
you.
Please go get that brick. Like a big one. Make sure the job's done right.
So friends are for, man.
Yeah.
So friends are for.
Appreciate it.
And go Leafs go.
Wow. Go golfing, I think.
Home. Yeah, go golfing.
We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Motley Crue. Bye.
Blues Fest performer.
That's right. Big Blues Fest performer.
All right. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.